This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Mike Moss. He's representing the 12th Congressional District of Illinois, member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and great to see you again.
It's good to see you. Thanks for having me on, Tony.
So, transportation and infrastructure has really been getting a lot of press here as of late. Right. What's happening on that transportation side?
Well, let me tell you that the Transportation Infrastructure Committee had a markup this last week, and about a 19-hour markup. But it ended up being very, very partisan, where always before, the Transportation Infrastructure Committee has not been partisan. It's always been, you know, because a pothole doesn't know whether you're Republican or Democrat, and bridges that are failing don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. And so we need to work together. Unfortunately, the bill that we moved out will probably not go anywhere in the Senate. Understand that this administration and the administration before has talked about an infrastructure bill that is more than just roads and bridges, which I am all for. But there has to be real, real clear what infrastructure is. Infrastructure is roads, bridges, waterways, our levees, how much farmers know and understand the levees and the locks and dams, inland ports as well as the ports on our oceans as for moving of goods that way, rail, air, water and sewer lines, and internet connectability to be spread throughout the nation, especially for our rural areas, is vitally important. Now, everything I just mentioned is all infrastructure, but if you look at the proposals set forth by the president, only 6% is road and bridges, and if you put all those other things I said, less than 25% of the $1.7 trillion proposal that's supposedly infrastructure is what exactly is in there. That's not and when I say they're putting everything in there, child care, other things that have nothing to do, that doesn't mean we not support those. It's just that's not part of an infrastructure package. And if we're going to be able to transport the goods and vitally important to transport our commodities, then we have to have that infrastructure in place if we're going to compete in a worldwide market. My hope is that minds will come together, that compromise will be made, not necessarily compromise, but find common ground, and then move forward with an infrastructure bill that will truly help the United States, whether it's rural or inner city, but to allow us to compete on a worldwide market.
If I recall, you have a background in the trucking industry, which gives you a unique perspective, especially with the amount of truck traffic that we have on our roads.
Right. Right now, one of the bills that I have out there specifically deals with truck parking. I'm sure your listeners, as they watch this and listen to it, no one understand that they can drive up down the interstate and they're seeing trucks not in rest areas, but parked on the shoulder, parked on the off-ramps, parked on all this. Well, first off, that is not safe. Coming from a trucking family, my family's been in the trucking business since 1933. My brother and cousin are still in it. I ran it for 10 years. But that parking in that way is unsafe for our drivers, because they're out and away from any cameras or anything like this. They're subject to robbery, murder, rape, all of the things that are bad that can happen out there without being protected in a safe environment where they can park. The other issue that's out there is the fact is it's not just about the professional driver. It is also about those people who might be in their pickup trucks or cars. They don't have that rule on their logbook that says they have to stop after so many hours. Quite often they'll press themselves pretty heavy, and then having an obstacle alongside the edge of the road, like a parked larger vehicle, like a semi-trailer truck, causes accidents that are dangerous to them as well. So what this bill does is it puts money aside to work with our states to open up more parking spots, so that as we are dealing with the electronic logbooks and all of those things that make sure that trucks have to stop at a certain time, that when they stop, there's a safe place for them to stop.
So, in other words, it really helps to have somebody at the table who has a better appreciation for how the industry actually
works. Right. I am actually one of the few members of Congress that actually still keeps their CDL license. I do not keep my hazmat license because there's way too much to keep up with that. But I do have my CDL. It's been a few years since I've been in a truck, but it's not quite like riding a bicycle, but it's pretty close.
Let's talk about another issue that I imagine is on your radar. And when we talk about rural communities, we talk about taking care of the rural communities. But how often do we talk about the veterans in right. our rural communities?
Right. And that's just it. I'm the ranking member for the VA committee. My hope is that next cycle, I will be the chairman of the VA committee. Our veterans in our rural areas come from kind of a unique perspective. One is the concern that we would have with homeless veterans, the problems they have with post-traumatic stress syndrome. But another bill we've moved forward with is one that allows for the veterans to, if there is a family a person who has a background in farming, has their own farm, but don't have do not have children that they're going to turn it over to, they can, this bill allows for them to actually mentor a veteran. Now, there's two benefits to that. One is we put more people into agriculture that we're losing out on. But another thing we've discovered is a tremendous help for some veterans with post-traumatic stress syndrome. Agricultural working on the farm, allows them to give a pressure release valve to stabilize, so when we can combine those two in a grant-type program that encourages the existing farmer to reach out to a veteran, to have that veteran then be supported as their help to be later coming into ag themselves, and it also then encourages a younger generation to get involved.
And obviously this is Congress, and things don't always happen overnight.
Right.
Is that something that's within our reach
soon? Well, we've had the bill for a couple years now. We're going to continue to push forward with it. There's a statement that we've heard all of our lives, well, it takes an act of Congress. An act of Congress is just that. It takes a while, and it is my intention to do it as quickly as possible, and we're going to continue to work on to try to get it to come to fruition because of the benefit for two groups, agriculture and veterans.
So good to see you. Thanks for your work, and we wish you the best the rest of the session. It's the Honorable Mike Bost, representing the 12th Congressional District of Illinois on today's Agribusiness Report.